Columbia resident Renee Powell is an activist working for the rights of others. At a time where most people's lives feel at a standstill, her life as an activist and a person with a disability has only become more active. As KBIA's Xcaret Nunez finds in this profile, the pandemic has not stopped Powell from making an impact in both our community and people's lives.
On a sunny Wednesday afternoon, Renee Powell is walking towards a tiny wooden bench to take a seat outside her new home. She says she remembers the feeling she first had a year ago that the pandemic was going to be a long haul.
I knew it just because my long-term experience, I had a familiarity with it, or an intimacy almost.
She says because she has a long-term experience dealing with the disability, she knew there was no quick way to solving the sudden global health crisis. Powell was diagnosed with epilepsy when she was 14 years old. One afternoon, she was getting ready to run track at school when she had her first seizure. Since then, she's had many moments of uncertainty.
It's one thing when you're dealing with the brain that I had to learn early on is that it's very, very mysterious. And for me, that was at first very frustrating, but then I got comfortable with it.
At age 26, Powell underwent surgery to remove a part of the brain in the right temporal lobe that caused her to have frequent seizures. After years of ups and downs with seizures, at age 30, Powell discovered something about herself. She was becoming a political activist.
Well, disability issues are inherently political, and we're always having to fight for our rights and having to defend our policies.
Sitting outside her new home today, Powell remembers her previous home of 17 years, Columbia's Paquin Tower. She met a disenfranchised resident and felt she had to do something. Powell was appointed to the Governor's Council on Disability. She also went on to join the League of Women Voters, reproductive rights activists, racial justice groups, and, well, the list goes on.
It's good to have a voice like that on policy because she's not just advocating for herself, she's also advocating for everybody.
That's Shemin Schwak, a close friend of Powell's. She says her friendship with Powell has been an eye-opening experience. Schwak recently helped Renee move to a new house after she qualified for a Section 8 housing voucher.
I said to her, I said, if I wasn't here to assist, how are you going to move? And she was like, oh, well, I would just take like one thing over at a time on the bus.
Powell cannot legally drive because of her epilepsy. For most of her adult life, she has depended on public transportation to get around town. But just like most people do when their ride isn't working, she worked to fix it. So she joined the City of Columbia's Public Transit Advisory Commission and the Disabilities Commission.
I don't really think that Renee probably even knows the extent of the impact that she's had on me.
That's Jill McClintock, a close friend of Powell's and the Education and Training Coordinator for Services for Independent Living. McClintock says she first met Powell at SIL when she was on her own journey to living independently.
One of the things that she taught me is disability pride and just viewing disability in a more positive light.
McClintock says Powell has helped her become comfortable with her own disability. For the past 14 years, she's asked Powell to help her deliver disability awareness presentations throughout the community. Back on that tiny bench outside Powell's new house, the afternoon sun is now setting. Because, with her usual generosity, she's allowed this reporter to take up hours of her time. It's obvious Renee Powell is an activist, but she's also a friend, and she makes an impact on the lives she touches, including mine.
Yes, let's give everyone air hugs.
I'm Xcaret Nunez, KBIA News, Columbia.